Now back to more of the Breakfast Club this morning from Ponderosa. Here's Mr. John Boggs.
Thanks, Rob. We're here with Connie McDowell talking about the Jay County Health Fair that's coming up April 28th at the high school. Connie, I have some medicine at home. It was prescribed last year, and it's out of date. I don't know what to do with it. What should I do?
We have a really great booth this year. The Jay County Drug Coalition is going to have a booth. They'll be about the first thing you come to inside the door. They will take any unused prescription medications. They do have to be in their original container. They have to be prescription medications, and we can't take any needles or sharps. But they'll take your medications and safely dispose of them.
Good, good, excellent. Well, you know, before we left, we were talking about the kids being there. I know this is a family event, and you've gone out of your way to have a lot of different things for children. Tell us a little bit about that.
We have 19 different booths that have activities or games for children. Some of the ones that the hospital is sponsoring are guided towards different age groups and the different physical activities that healthy children should be able to do at different stages of their lives. We've got little prizes for them at those booths. Every child who completes at least half of our interactive children's booths can bring their, they pick up a card when they get there, take it around the booths, people at the booths initial it. They bring it back, they turn it in to one of us at the command center. Every child gets a kite.
Oh, neat.
The other thing that we've got, we've had several years in the past and again this year, if your child has grown, we have the bicycle rodeo and they all get free bicycle helmets.
Wow, that's wonderful. I also see here one lucky child's gonna win a bike?
Yes, of the children who turn in their interactive cards, one child will win a bicycle.
Oh my gosh, I almost hesitate to mention that on the air because I know you're going to get a lot of kids out there for that.
So. We want a lot of children.
And you're going to have some outdoor displays too.
Yes, we are. As I said before, I know we're going to have the Jay County Ambulance and hopefully the helicopter from Ball. And we also inside, I'd like to mention, are going to have a booth. We're on the top of the hour at 8, 9, 10, and 11. We're going to have cooking demonstrations and free samples.
Wow. Okay, so you can come out, get healthy, and eat, too.
That's right.
And one other booth I know that I've done before and I'm really a big fan of is the Virtual Dementia Tour, and then you're also going to have blindness simulations.
Yes. The Indiana Lions Eye and Tissue Bank has their corneal blindness glasses so that you can try to do different things, see what it's like to try to function if you're blind. And our LifeBridge Senior Geriatric Unit has a virtual dementia tour that simulates and guides you through what it's like to be someone who has Alzheimer's or dementia and try to get along in life.
Connie, you've put together an incredible event here, and I hope everybody does take the time to show up. What are the hours again?
7:30 to 11:30 at the Jay County High School.
And believe me, folks, there's a lot to see and a lot to do, so don't wait until 11 to come out.
You'll miss a lot if you wait till 11, but we'll still be glad to see you.
That's right. That's April 28th at the Jay County High School Commons, the Jay County Health Fair. Connie, any final words for our listeners?
We just hope everyone comes out. We're excited to be there, and we hope people are excited and come out and take advantage. We have things for everyone, from infants and women who are pregnant to those who are elderly.
Okay. When we come back, we'll talk with Dan Watson and Judy Garr about Dunkirk's Downtown Beautification Project.